In this episode, it's my goal to help you get spotted in the industry, because there's plenty of drivers watching this and listen to these podcasts that I put out, and they pretty much follow things letter by letter. They're listening to me say, you need the results, you got to get on with people, you got to lead people, you got to get sponsorship, and they're doing all these things, yet still, they're not getting anything from the industry. They're waving, they're metaphorically waving at the industry, and the industry is not taking note and looking back, and it's infuriating. Because you feel like you're doing the right things, but you're not getting the results or the progress in your career that you deserve. And I think this resonates to a lot of people, not just in our sport. It's life. So when this happens, you feel like you're not being seen. You're not getting the love from the industry, as I'll say it really and describe it. You've got to really take a look at what you're offering. You've got to have a brutal, honest look at your career, at you from a distance, from the outside, from the third person, how all the industry sees you, to understand why you're not getting the opportunities. And this can be painful because you're pretty much looking for the truth, the kind of things that we don't want to admit. And I want to run you through just three things that I used to look for, because I was a spotter. You know, I worked for investment companies that invest in drivers, and they look for certain things because it's like really backing a racehorse or buying a racehorse. You want to make sure there's certain things in place that that horse has. They've got the attributes. They've got the certain things that you need for them to make money out of you. And that's what it's really all about, right? When a manufacturer looks at you as a driver, they want to make money from you. They don't just want to pay for some driver that looks good in the car and does pretty good. There's an end game. You as a driver will help a manufacturer sell more cars, push their brand, get their name out there, be the kind of person they can put the badge on the chest and be proud of and say, right, this is our driver. They're representing our product, our brand in the industry, right? So they're looking for certain things. And if you don't portray these things that they're looking for, they're not going to notice you. So you've got to be switched on in this area. So again, I can advise, because I used to be a spotter for investors and management companies, and I still do. I still pretty much spot drivers, really. I look for them, and then if they're really good, I'll put the word out that that's the driver to back. So this is important. Only three things I'm going to go through here, okay? Very simple. Number one, you must have the results. And I think you knew I was going to say that, right? Because it's either that or speed or skills. But at the end of the day, when an investor or a manufacturer looks at a driver, they look at it in black and white, in binary terms of what are their results? How many firsts? How many wins? How many championships? To see if that driver is really capable. And they're not going to embarrass them, of course. But it's really to understand, are they good enough? So first of all, look at your career now. You're racing in the last year or two. Have you really shown through your results that you deserve a shot? And if you're just about getting into the top five constantly, and you've got quite a few podiums, that's still not enough. In the junior ranks, if you're just about top five, getting a few podiums, that's not really enough to deserve somebody to put in millions or hundreds of thousands into your career or to sign you up. So beware. Not if you're staying on that sort of path. So if you're in single seaters and you're just about getting to top fives, F1 teams are probably not going to look for you unless you've got something that I'm going to talk about later. But really, just on results, nah. If you go then switch to a different, like GTs or something, maybe then. But if you're on that same path of Formula racing, you're probably not going to get a shot. So really understand that you've got to put yourself in a position where you can score better results, more points, more wins. Everybody loves a winning driver. So if that means going back a class or going into a different type of racing so you can get ones on the board, then do it. Because without that, you're not going to get signed. Number two is your attitude and your reputation. This is huge. So if you are fast, said it in the last video, but your attitude stinks. Your reputation in the paddock is that you're difficult. You're always moaning about the car. You don't put in the effort on all these things. Believe me, an investor will find out, because they ask other people first about you before they approach you. They'll ask your team. They'll ask old teams. They'll ask people that they actually respect the decisions of or the opinions of people they trust. And if they, so if you've got the results and you've got a really good reputation in the sport, then you might get approached. But just ask yourself this now, what is my brand like? What are people saying in the paddock? You've got to find this out. You are a product in the industry. You need to know how people, customers, pretty much, people that have worked with you, see you as a brand. Very important. You've got to protect that. You've got to build it. If you haven't got the right reputation that a manufacturer would want in their car, representing their badge, never going to happen. Don't care how quick you are. Take this seriously. Understand what your brand is, your reputation. And number three, political advantage. How boring, how non-PC. But if you're from a certain country that is in line with a manufacturer, you know, they want to push cars in that country, in that area, and you're from there, you've got good results, your attitude's great, they're probably going to pick up the phone and offer you something. It is just the way it is, but there's people in motorsport, in F1 right now, they're only there because of the country they're from. And there might be some other political advantage to someone that you're really trying to get attention from, trying to get noticed. And it's important that you start to play the business game and understand that that's just the truth of life, right? If you fit what they're trying to sell in some way, or you help them get into a certain market, that is pulling power. And that gives people an advantage that maybe haven't even got the results. So if you've got the trifecta, if you have got the results and your brand is great, you know, your reputation is really good in the paddock, and you're politically positioned in a way that serves certain people, it's golden. But I'd say if you're political, you know, you've got that really there, you know, maybe you can offer them something that opens up doors, B2B. That's political, right? You can give them business. Then the results probably don't matter so much. But if you can just improve all three areas that I've just mentioned, take a look at your sport now, how you've been over the last year or so in these three areas. You can start to build your own development plan. Understand, right, I need to improve this, this, and this. I need to run with it for a season. Shout as loud as I can if I do get good results in a good way, in a classy way. Then things can happen. So get busy working on all this, and I'll see you next time.